KFIZ News Time 1040 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTac Heating Studios. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Spencer Wagon with you on this first Thursday in February. And we're pleased to be joined by Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beekel, joining us a couple weeks earlier than we normally chat. County Board meeting moved up in February to accommodate the primary election coming up on the 16th. So board met earlier this week, so we'll chat a little bit earlier with Mr. Beekel here on a Thursday. Alan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm just great. Don't like the snow, but then again, we take it what comes, right?
Absolutely. It's February in Wisconsin, so we know it's going to come eventually. We lucked out with some minor systems. We've avoided the deep freeze, I guess you could say, with the Arctic air that's coming in here this weekend. But what can you do, right?
Yep.
Well, thanks for joining us. Like we said, county board meeting a little bit earlier, so we moved up our conversation here this month. And some interesting things on the agenda I wanted to get some info on for our listeners. We'll start, though. Obviously, a lot of folks interested in the vaccine process with the COVID vaccine distribution. I know the health department has had a lot of people they've been trying to get through, especially in that 65 and older population. When we talked with Kim yesterday, she was actually on site at one of the vaccine clinics, so they're still getting through that list. Give us the update, I guess, on the vaccine distribution and where we stand here as a county from the county executive's perspective, if you could.
Well, we have capacity to do more than we are doing, mm-hmm. As do other healthcare providers. And now, the pharmacies like Walgreens are coming into the mix, and there's some other stores out there, that retail stores, that are coming into the mix as well. And but the issue is the lack of adequate vaccine for all of us to stay busy. Kim had hoped to do two clinics this week, Kim Miller, mm-hmm. and she only got vaccine enough for one, because she'd like to get going on this. There's so many more people waiting in line that don't qualify right now. They're not 65 or above, or they're not first responders, and so they're waiting, but they're very eager to have the vaccination. So it's a matter of supply. As soon as we get it, and Kim cooperates with the other agencies, we'll get the vaccine in arms. All we need is a vaccine. Mm-hmm. We'll get it in the arms, and that's her commitment. And I think there'll be another. Sounds like there'll be another one next week, which we haven't opened a reservation yet, but that'll also, again, be for people over 65. So we need more, and right. I think there will be more. But, each person that gets a dose in their arm, that's another person that likely won't become infected in the future.
Yeah, it's basically patience is what we're hearing on all levels. Is that how you'd term it, too?
Right. And, it's like anything else. Like you buy something, but you'll have to order it, You don't want to wait for it, but this one is so critical. It's just this is a health issue that affects people's lives, and we need it badly. And it just, but the fact remains, we're very lucky that they actually were able to develop this vaccine as quickly as they did, we'd still be dealing with the same type of people that are infected and positive. That number is coming down in the state, in Fond du Lac County. I think a lot of what we're doing is working. However, we have a long way to go, and we can't take the eye off the ball. The vaccine is the only way we're actually going to get these numbers to a situation where we don't have to be on the defense all the time protecting ourselves. So,
a couple interesting things, and we're talking with Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beekel here on a Thursday morning. On the agenda this week, Alan, I saw a couple resolutions from the county board this week. We'll start with one that established rates of compensation for employees at the medical examiner's office for work they do, performing things like death investigations and autopsy assistance and things of the like. Explain what that discussion was about the other night, if you could, and what was decided out of that.
Right. And, of course, the county board approved it unanimously, but what it does, we had 9 years where these rates were not increased. So last year we increased them a small amount, fully intending that this year we would do it again. And so what this resolution actually does now, it attaches the percent of increase annually to what the general employees get as a percent of increase. And this year, the employees got 2%. And so that this rate is being raised 2%. But, you know, last year we didn't say, okay, we'll follow what the other employees get this year. So we had to put that in place, and that's what this does. It's a small increase, 2% on a, even on a, on the, for our, excuse me, like cremation viewings, we went from $45 to $46. You know, that's not a huge increase. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean in the long run for the county? Does that, you know, do anything monetary-wise for the county going forward with that increase in rate?
Yeah, well, we're paying out, and then again, these, while this is a large number of employees, because, you know, they're all, almost all of them are part-time, mm-hmm. You know, the everything is in the budget, and of course, we that's a revenue department in that we do autopsies. Last year, I think we did almost 250 autopsies for other counties at like 1,300 per autopsy, mm-hmm. and, you know, they bring their residents here, and we do that service for them, and so, it's a revenue department. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't eliminate our property tax levy for that department, but we have the best system in the state of Wisconsin, best service in the state of Wisconsin for our people. We put that in place in 2006. And so, you know, but our percentage or our number that of tax levy that goes into the medical examiner's office has not really changed in those mm-hmm. 15 years.
Right.
So, you know, the numbers are still the same, so the revenue offsets these increases. And Dr. Kovac does a great job of managing that department, and he controls expenses, and so it's worked out very well for us. And we serve another, I think we're up to about 11, 12 counties again. Mm-hmm. We lost a doctor for a while, so we had to cut back. But, you know, if we have a second doctor, we'd probably be back up to 16, 17 counties.
Wow. A couple of the resolutions I saw on the agenda, resolution requesting an increase in state funding for county child support agencies, and along kind of a similar line, supporting increased funding for aging and disability resource centers. Can you explain the discussion behind those two agenda items this week?
All right. All these human services programs are required by the federal government, and the requirement is upon the state. And the state can choose whether they want to manage the programs or whether they want to contract out with the counties. They contract out with the counties in the state of Wisconsin, one of the 13 county states across the country that do that for human services programs. And so we depend on the state to help pay our increases. And when they go through several biennial budgets and nothing gets increased, it gets harder and harder to provide that service because we can't increase the property tax levy almost at all. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have the funds to keep these programs serving the people that use them to the extent we feel really appropriate. You know, child support's very important for families. You know, the kids and the parents have to have the child support to keep financially afloat. It's very important for those individuals. And, you know, there's a lot of cases per year that are managed, you know, processed through that office. The other thing is Aging Disability Resource Center. This helps direct services for individuals with, you know, aging and disability. You know, that's the group. It's the older people mm-hmm. Who need services. Lots of times long-term care services, people who are disabled physically or emotionally, intellectually disabled. So these are very important services. So we want adequate staff to make sure that we can make sure the services are provided. So we're asking again, same thing, you know, they haven't provided any increases in a number of years, and we're saying, hey, it's about time. Let's do this. This is very important, and our costs go up, so just like the state's does.
Last thing I want to circle back to, I did see under the finance agenda on Tuesday night, authorizing proper folks to accept CARES, county CARES expenses for federal election expenses. What was that about?
Well, the state of Wisconsin, you know, the federal government did provide money to the states to make sure that there was adequate equipment and procedures in place, security procedures in place. And there were some dollars that weren't allocated out after the election, and so they then offered it to counties to cover expenses. And in our case, there was more than the $10,000 that the county clerk is receiving. But, you know, $10,000 helps offset our cost again, and they know the cost ends up on the property tax. So, you know, we applied for that grant. So it's money that wasn't allocated for the election that was still available for those counties that, you know, had, we'll call it a deficit, but I would imagine every county has applied for some additional money. But we did receive it, and it's just every little bit helps. And I think we had a very, very good election outcome from the standpoint of how the procedures went, the process went. Mm-hmm. The election officials are adequately trained to make sure all of this happened the way it was supposed to. So this is just, you know, some help for us for the program we actually put in place.
Very good. Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beekel joining us here this morning. Alan, we appreciate your time as always. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, we appreciate Alan's time here on the